All right, so back in 2009, the legislature created the Oregon Health Authority, and you wrote this article. I've told people this OHA is a really naughty thing. It's a bad thing. I don't like it. Tell us why and why we should be a little concerned about it.
You should be concerned about it. By the way, this is one of the reasons that we're trying to, some of us are trying to get a transformation bill, is to slow them down. For those who have issues with Obamacare, House Bill 2009 was almost like Obamacare on steroids.
Really?
And, yeah. What we did is we created a new agency with no definition whatsoever, and then gave them the authority to do virtually anything they wanted. And so they have created all sorts of new subdivisions in that agency. There's now an Office of Multicultural Health, for example.
Multicultural Health?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You mean there are people that have different health problems? Okay, never mind. I don't even
They've pretty much had a blank slate to write on, and that's what they've been doing. And including a total remake of the Medicaid system and potentially some ways to kind of hook the rest of us in. Okay.
Okay.
It was a very bad bill. I voted against it, obviously, and warned people at the time of what was happening or what it could become. Of course, last session the Democrats had super majorities, and so it did pass, but I would suggest 2 years later, seeing what they're doing, if that bill came to the floor of the Senate today, it would not pass, because people are finally starting to see what the potential there is.
So what can be done to, say, cut its authority or something? What could possibly be done at this point?
What we're attempting to do is basically draft legislation to say that they have the ability to do planning, but they cannot implement anything without specific legislative approval, which would slow them down a lot. Now, although we're running into problems trying to get that legislation through. So, what happened this last week is we had an eight-week dog and pony show on healthcare transformation. The governor organized with 48 people, met 3 hours every Wednesday night, and then that transitioned into a joint committee with a bill submitted basically by the governor. We've been working on trying to amend it over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and we have a significant rewrite of the bill on the table right now. That committee meets every Wednesday night. 2 hours before our meeting last Wednesday, we were told that leadership and the legislative leadership wanted that bill sent to the Ways and Means Committee unamended, which was just beyond ridiculous. Fortunately, by the rules, for us to do that last Wednesday night would have required rule suspension, which requires a unanimous vote, and I said no. So the bill's still in the committee, but the reason they want to get it down there is that to balance our budget on the Medicaid side, they're assuming at this point $320 million in general fund savings and transformation. And Bill, I have studied their assumptions, and it is an absolute complete pack of lies. There is no savings.
Wow. That's a big chunk of money right now.
It is a big chunk of money right now, but see, the reality is that, constitutionally we're required to have a balanced budget.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can, on the front end of the budget cycle, we can put any assumptions in we want. The budget doesn't actually have to be in balance or actually trued up to the numbers until the last day of the biennium.
Huh. That's interesting.
So we can balance a budget with all sorts of assumptions, but what that's going to do using these assumptions when we meet again next February, the crisis, if you can call it that, that we're in right now, as far as the budget, is going to be significantly worse.
Yeah, in other words, just puts you further behind the eight ball.
I mean, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I did a remonstrance yesterday on the floor about the absolute lunacy of what we're attempting to do, and basically told my colleagues if they were being intellectually honest, they wouldn't do this. The Senate president wasn't very happy with me.
I can imagine.
Well, you know, and if people get mad at me for telling the truth, so be it.
Well, I have a feeling, you know, and that's the thing. Those of us who call ourselves on the right or whatever, you know, conservative, republic, whatever you want to call it, whatever phrase you want to give it, we know that the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, we know it's a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute, Senator Jeff Cruz again. Mm-hmm. If in a perfect world, if you had your way and magic pixie dust was given to you, and you could have some sort of a health care system, just to say in Oregon, what kind of a system would you foresee? What would you like to have?
I'd like to see us go back about 50 years into where all the decisions were made in the private sector. I mean, Bill, the real downfall of the healthcare system in the United States was when we created Medicare and Medicaid, because quite simply, they're entitlement programs that set the price for medical services and then don't pay the bills. And so we have continual cost shift, and a lot of the escalation of the cost of medicine is due to actions of the federal government. So if we got the federal government, and actually, Governor Kitzhaber, in a private moment with him, he agreed with me that was the beginning of the problem. So, so you know, but unringing that bell is virtually impossible.
Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.